بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال أتى أعرابي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم upon the authority of Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه who said a Bedouin man came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال دلني على عمل إذا عملته دخلت الجنة. He said, inform me of an action which when I do it, I will enter into paradise. قال, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم replied, تعبد الله ولا تشرك به شيئا. Worship Allah alone and do not associate anything with Him in His worship. وتقيم الصلاة المكتوبة and establish the obligatory salah. وتؤدي الزكاة المفروضة and pay the obligatory zakah. وَتَصُومُ رَمَضَانَ and fast Ramadan. قال, the man replied, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ I swear by the one in whose hand is my soul. لَا أَزِيدُ عَلَى هَذَا شَيْئًا أَبَدًا وَلَا أَنْقُصُ مِنْهِ I will not increase anything to this ever and I will not decrease from it. فَلَمَّا وَلَّا قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ Then when he turned away and left, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man sarrahu an yanzura ila rajulin min ahli al-jannah falyanzur ila hadha." Whoever is pleased to look at a man from the people of paradise, then let him look at this man. And the hadith is in Sahih Muslim. In this hadith, a Bedouin, Arabi, a man from the desert, he came to Medina and he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, O Messenger of Allah, tell me of an action. If I do this action, I will enter into Jannah. And notice the focus of the companions. So this man did not ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about business or education or work. He asked him about an action which enters him into Jannah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he replied with the four most obligatory actions upon a person. Firstly, at-tawheed. He said, "An ta'bud Allah wa la tushrika bihi shay'a." That if you want to enter into Jannah, worship Allah alone and do not commit a shirk. Because a mushrik will never enter into Jannah. Then he said, "Tuqimu salat al-mafruḍa," and establish the obligatory prayers. Because a person who does not establish the obligatory prayers will not enter into Jannah. He said, وَتُؤْتِي الزَّكَاءَ الْمَفْرُوضَةَ and also pay the obligatory zakah. Because without your zakah, your salah is not accepted. And then he said, وَتَصُومُ رَمَضَانَ and fast in Ramadan. In one of the narrations, the Prophet ﷺ also said, وَتَصِلُ الرَّحِمُ and keep the ties of kinship, parents and the other relatives. And then the man said that I will not increase anything more than this, but neither will I decrease anything. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam guaranteed his entrance into Jannah. And this hadith shows us that we have to focus firstly on the obligations of Islam. Before anything else, focus on Tawheed and the five daily prayers and giving zakah and fasting Ramadan and showing obedience to parents and keeping the ties of relative. And that whoever wants to enter into Jannah can do so by these core obligatory actions. As for the sunan and the wajibah, the sunan, the recommended actions, then they bring you closer to Allah and they increase you in your iman. However, the focus should primarily be on the core obligations of al-Islam. And this hadith also shows us how easy Islam is. It's not difficult for a person to enter into Jannah. A person has to be upon Tawheed, establish the prayers, give zakah, fast Ramadan, keep the ties of kinship, and a person enters into Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for tawfiq and guidance. هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم.